2 Samuel 19, verse 31. And Barzillai, the Gileadite, came down from Rogelim and went over Jordan with the king to conduct him over Jordan. In these studies so far, David's return to Jerusalem brought about the resurgence of five significant individuals. We looked at four of them in previous studies. We gave special attention to Shimei and Mephibosheth because they clearly represent a believer, a child of God. Today we come to the last of these five men who came into the presence of the king upon his return or his returning to Jerusalem. His name is Barzillai. Some of you may pronounce it Barzillai. I'm comfortable with Barzillai, according to the Hebrew. We're told that he was a very old man. And Barzillai demonstrates our title this morning, the characteristics of an aged saint. Now, some of you may not consider yourself to be aged, but you are. As long as you're past 50, as far as I'm concerned, you're old. Observing the conversation of this man with David reveals to us that this man had a spiritual focus. He serves as an example to the older people in our congregation, including myself, how we ought to be in our older years, in our mature years. Many of us here in this church live in denial. Many other people live in denial. A good friend of mine passed away this week at 102. She babysat me, and just looking at her, I felt sad. But 102 is a rarity. We were first introduced to Barzillai, the Gileadite, back in chapter 17, where I will highlight you a bit, where he was found among the company who came to the city of Mahanaim, a city where David found refuge when he was fleeing, running from Absalom. We read in that context in 2 Samuel 17, 27 through 29. You can jot back there with me to follow. And it came to pass when David was come to Mahanaim that Shobi, the son of Nahash of Rabbah, of the children of Ammon, and Machir, the son of Amaliel of Lodabar, and Barzillai, the Gileadite of Rogelim, brought bags and basins and earthen vessels and wheat and barley and flour and parched corn and beans and lentils and parched pulse, the good stuff, and honey and butter and sheep and cheese of kine for David and for the people that were with him to eat. For they said, the people is hungry and weary and thirsty in the wilderness. They considered these men that was on a missionary expedition. They were servants serving the king. Barzillai was one of them, the Gileadite. He was from the city of Gilead, which was Absalom's home base. It was where he launched his attack. But Barzillai was not part of the rebels. He was odd. He didn't join with them. He was among the three that brought supplies for David and his men as they were preparing for battle against Absalom and his followers. No. If Absalom had prevailed in dethroning David in battle, hypothetically, Barzillai would have been a dead man. You know that, right? He took a risk. And I always say, Christians or faith takes risk. And here you see it. What would you risk for your faith? Some people, when the chips are down, would run. Like the guy that ran into the church with a machine gun sometime, I asked the people to make a confession. If, let me see who in here are Christians. I will kill all. Listen, only two people were left. Everybody ran out. And the guy said, I was just kidding. I just wanted to see who were real that I can worship with you. It happened, actually. I read it. Here in our text today, this Barzillai, Sam Barzillai, accompanies the king. The better word is escort the king. Escorted the king across the Jordan. Come with me as we consider three observations today in some of the characteristics of an aged saint. First, we will look at his testimony. Read verse 32 through 34. Having read verse 31. Now, Barzillai was a very aged man, even 80 years old. And he had provided the king of sustenance while he lay at Mahanaim. For he was a very great man. The king said unto Barzillai, come thou over with me, and I will feed thee with me in Jerusalem. Verse 34, we'll go down to this verse. Barzillai said unto the king, how long have I to live that I should go up with the king unto Jerusalem? As I consider the testimony of the aged saint, I want to bring your attention to three observations that are implied in our narrative. A, the walk of this aged saint. The walk of an aged saint. The text says that Barzillai came down from Rogelim and went over Jordan with the king. As I said, the better word for conduct is the word escort. He escorted the king. It was not only a kind gesture, but it was a symbolic one. You know, when you go to visit someone in the rural area in Zimbabwe, and you're leaving, if your car parked like a half mile away because of the terrain, they would usually walk you back to your car. I don't know if you experienced this, Brother Depo. They say, let me give you a push to your vehicle. Barzillai gave the king a push. This is Eastern culture, brethren, that this guy is pushing the king across. Many commentators assume, and I'm inclined to agree, that Barzillai was enriched with much goods because of what he offered the king earlier. Others believe that he was a man of great status in the land of Gilead. It was a miracle that God kept this man alive during this civil war. Gilead was once the stronghold city of Saul. You remember when Abner appointed Saul's son Ishbosheth over Israel after Saul died, he had him there. 2 Samuel 2:8 and 9. But Abner, the son of Ner, commander of Saul's army, took Ishbosheth, the son of Saul, and brought him over to Mahanaim. And he made him king over Gilead, over the Asherites, over Jezreel, over Ephraim, over Benjamin, and over all Israel. Well, this is the kind of situation that Priscilla lived under. Nevertheless, our text describes the walk of this aged saint, he came down from Jerusalem. In other words, Priscilla humbled himself to escort the king over the Jordan. To walk with the king across the Jordan bears significance. It means that he not only identified himself with David's sufferings, but he identifies with David's triumph. Barzillai met the king when he was in distress. Now he walks with him in triumph. What a wonderful picture. Brethren, it is only those who are identified with the Lord's suffering that will be identified with Him in His victory. Timothy tells us, if we die with Him, we will reign with Him. And I'm not talking about physical dying. Apostle Paul, in speaking to us new covenant believers and our union with Christ, said this, Romans 6 and verse 4. Therefore we are buried with Him, Christ, by baptism into death. Not water baptism, spirit baptism. That like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Christians are not disembodied spirits. They have a spiritual walk. We walk differently. We walk with our Savior. And I'll explain this as I go along. To walk with the King meant that one must agree with the King. The walk I'm inferring today is not a physical walk, but a spiritual walk. A day-to-day personal relationship with our Lord and our Savior. Many people rush out. They have no time to spend with Him. They rush back in. Still no time to spend with Him. Fellow Christians, you and I cannot expect to run with the herd and walk with the Lord Jesus at the same time. Priscilla escorted David. It's a vivid picture, brethren, that I bring before you. The second observation under the testimony of an aged saint is the good works of an aged saint. The good works that he did. Verse 32 recalls those good works of this aged saint. It says, now Priscilla was a very aged man, even 80 years old, and he had provided the king of sustenance while he lay at Mahanaim. For he was a very great man. This fact that he was a great man talks about he may have been a man of wealth and a man of authority. And this verse emphasizes the greatness of Priscilla with two superlatives. One, he was a very great man. And he was a very great man. The two doesn't always go together. He was a great man in the sense that he was a man of status. Verse 32. But he was a very great man in that he was a man with a great heart and generosity. He was great because God had made him great. He was enriched with good works for the king. And I say this, brethren, because age should never hinder a person from doing good works. Barzilla was great in wealth, but he was also great in good works. Remember what the apostle said to Timothy? Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who gives us richly all things to enjoy. They do good works, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate. I said yesterday that he lost all hope. He said he saved up his money to buy a vehicle and it was burned up in the fire. He lost hope. The word here, communicate, has to do with gospel communication. So we see in the appearance of this aged saint, his testimony, his walk. He walked with the king. He escorted him. Then we saw his good works. Their recall provided the king with sustenance. Sustain him in distress. Inasmuch as you have done it to the least of these, my brethren, you have done it to me. The testimony borne by this old man, brethren. But lastly, thirdly, see. We see the wisdom of an aged saint. The wisdom that he possessed. Verse 32, verse 9 says, Job, that is, 32, verse 9 says, great men are not always wise, neither do the aged understand judgment. Ponder that. Job, the patriarch. Great men are not always wise. Neither do the aged understand judgment. David recalls the good works of Barzilla and invites him to relocate with him. It's very simple. Verse 33. The king said unto Barzilla, come thou over with me, and I will feed thee with me in Jerusalem. It's an invitation. Cross over this terrain with me. The king sought to reciprocate the kindness of this aged saint and invites him to resettle over the Jordan River, and he will be sustained and fed. Now remember this man, it's a great man, where he was living, status, wealth. Matthew Henry says, David did not take Barzilla's kindness to him as a debt. He was not one of those arbitrary princes who think that whatever their subjects have is theirs when they please, but accepted it and rewarded it as a favor. David is extending a favor to this man. The Bible tells us in Hebrews that the Lord is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love bestowed to the saints. But the apostle says, but we desire that everyone shows the same love. But here, this man demonstrates great wisdom. In verse 34, and Barzilla said unto the king, how long have I to live, that I should go up with the king unto Jerusalem? Now this was not a snub to the king. This was the wisdom of an aged man. He looked at his life. And he saw that God in his mercy had extended his life to 80 years. His life expectancy. As the psalmist says. Patriarch Job said about man that his days are determined, and the number of his months are with thee. Thou hast appointed his boundaries. He cannot pass. God has appointed your boundaries and you cannot go past a day. You don't know. You might have a sense of it, but that's it. Still, I knew David to be a man of war. And he knew that he was unable to fight those battles being an aged soldier. Did his part, though. Did his part. It was a testimony of an aged saint, his walk, his good works. His great wisdom. Properly looking at himself. Knowing his limitations. Knowing what he could do from what he can't do. And some of you, the older you get, the more you run from pillar to post. So stop and pause. And consider the goodness of God. And use your time wisely. Like Priscilla. Second is realistic perspective, 35 and 36. We saw this perspective hinted in verse 34 already. But the aged saint extends his perspective, his words, to the king in verse 35 and 36, where you and I can gain some insight. He says, I am this day 80 years old. And that's what God gave him. He knew that. He believed it literally. And can I discern between good and evil? Can thy servant taste what I eat or what I drink? Can I hear any more the voice of singing men and singing women? Wherefore then should thy servant be yet a burden unto my Lord the King? Why should I be a burden to you in this old age? Priscilla had a biblical perspective of human life. He said, I'm 80 years old. He was not living in denial. He saw that he had begun to lose hearing, tasting, smelling, all those earthly things he once enjoyed. Why Solomon said, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. A long time ago, I ate a whole steak. Now a little piece. No longer enjoy it. And some of you know what I'm saying. They say when you get old, your stomach gets smaller. Curtis said that ain't happened to him yet. But you know what I'm saying. You don't eat, I hope not, like how you used to eat. You don't taste, you don't smell. The process of old age. This guy had a realistic perspective. Brazili pondered the words of Moses. Our years are 70, and if by reason of strength, 80. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. One guy said, you can only go 45 yards in a football field. If it's 90 yards, Brother Depot. He says, from the time you cross the 45-yard mark in the football field, you're on your way out the football field. And I hope you understand what I'm saying, Charlie. A message for those in later years. Today, if you and I listen to the words of some professing Christians, one is left to wonder if they are reading the Bible. Some of you, I listen, and I wonder if you're really reading the Bible.
or what you're reading. The words of men often reveal their hearts. Just listen long enough. Preacher, you get a good view of your people. Many speak today with words that are smack out of this world and not biblical. Many who once sat under this preaching with us no longer can enjoy the blessings of corporate worship. You don't know who's the next one. When Sister Elna fell down at that door, and me and Curtis struggled to pick her up, she never came back. If you're an older person, you need to listen. You need to be serious. You need to seek salvation. Taste buds can't hear. Hearing aid can't hear the gospel anymore. It should be a cue. Yes, many who sat with us can no longer join the hymns of Zion. The time to call upon the Lord is now. Aged saints ought to be realistic about their limitations. And some of us too, like me and you. One day my ministry would come to an end as I prayed. I would not want to overstay my time. And I pray that the men, the deacons, would be sensitive enough to tell me, Brian, I think you're losing it. That's why you're there. When we begin to lose earthly senses, we must be humble enough to give way. Too many men stay too long in the ministry. And you're a preacher. We consider in this age sin. Verse 36, thy servant will go a little way over Jordan with the king. And why should the king recompense? Why should you pay me back? Because of what I did with such a reward. The Bible says godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world. And it is certain that we can carry nothing out. And having food and clothing, with these, we shall be content. Are you a content person in your old age? Or are you a grabber? Second Samuel showed brethren all facets of the Christian life with these personalities. Barzillai is an aged saint. He helped David in time of great need. He supported him in that time. He escorts him in triumph. Many in their older years think that their mission is over. And I've heard some of you say that. But when you reach retirement, what are you going to do? And what you ain't going to do? That's the world for me. I don't want to hear that. It puts a damper on your testimony. He supported the king in his distress. No, he's back there again with him. Aged saint. As long as the king is on the throne, all work is not done. You would know when your work is done, like Sarah would tell Marcel. You would know, God would show you when it is done. Like our brother Vody Bachman. He'll tell you, as long as the king is on the throne, my work is not done. I'll find something to do, write a book, do something. So we saw the testimony of an aged saint. We saw his realistic perspective of life. Thirdly, we see his personal requests to the king. 37 through 40, that's the context. The aged Barzilla requested to go back to his home to be buried with his father and his mother. This man was facing the reality of death, but in his request he prays for the blessings of God for his son. He says, "But behold thy servant Shinnom. Let him go over with my lord the king and do to him what should seem good unto thee." Commentators assume, verse 37, that this Shinnom is either a son or a grandson. I am not sure. I would have to go along with them. But the message is quite clear. Aged saints ought to have a gospel interest for their children and their grandchildren. God promises to be a God unto us and our children and our children's children. Many children turn to Christ after the departure of their parents and grandparents. You tell me, "Brian, you sung just like your great grandmother." I was talking about the Lord. I had no idea that there was an old ancestor that was a Christian. I was thinking it's automatic. Paul said that Timothy came to the Savior after the departure of his mother and his grandmother. Something is wrong with you if you don't have a gospel interest for your child or your children. Something is seriously wrong with you. And as I pray, when they can run off on the Sabbath, something is wrong. So he's hard line. He's not hard line. Ephesians 6. I think seriously wrong. We should have a gospel interest in our children. We should not only bring them to the throne of grace regularly, we should bring them to the place of grace. For faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. That very day that you neglect to bring them, is that very day God would have spoken to them. I'm playing fool here in this church. The pastor is not pleased. If you're not bringing them to the throne of grace or the place of grace, where are you bringing them? People have no desire to see their children cross the Jordan with the king. Jordan is a picture of the cross. It's a picture of death. King responds in verse 38 to this request. King answered, "Shinnom shall go over with me, and I will do to him that which shall seem good unto thee. Whatsoever thou shalt require of me, that will I do for you." You see how God responds to the prayers of the saints? "That will I do for you." John tells us this. We know that when we pray, he answers us, he hears us. Because we have made the petition. He may answer yes, no, or wait. But he answers. The promise. This is a promise from our king. This was a promise to Barzilla.
I will do you good. David remembered him. He remembered his kindness. He remembered his request. And David remembered this request up to his dying day on his dying bed. You remember 1 Kings 2, verse 7. Let me jot that down and look at it. David said to Solomon, but show kindness unto the sons of Barzillai, the Gileadite. He's distinct. And let them be of those that eat at my table. For they came to me and when I fled because of Absalom, thy brother. David, remember. Goodness was bestowed to him. God is not unjust. Some of us don't do any good works. Can't even come to church. You've got to be hungered. God may not answer our prayers in our lifetime. And you shouldn't stop praying for the dead one. But He may answer your prayers when you're dead and gone. Because prayers are answered for His glory, not for yours. Sometimes it's good to keep us the way we are, stressed out in prayer. Because one day, God will answer. And God wants us to be humble and to be afflicted. And that's why we mourn. Blessed are they that mourn. Shall be comforted. You tell us when. 39 and 40, last two verses. And all the people went over Jordan. When the king was come over, the king kissed Barzillai and blessed him. And he returned to his own place. What a privilege. And the king went on Gilgal and Chinnom. Went on with him. All the people of Judah conducted him or escorted the king and also half the people of Israel. Oh, what a lesson. The king showed affection, and there's nothing wrong with showing affection. Today, people only want to shake your hand. You kissed him. I tell him, well, he kissed me though. Bid him farewell. This is symbolic of the great blessing bestowed on this old man. Brethren, our message today is short in its content, but it is large in its meaning. The characteristic of an aged saint, his testimony, his realistic perspective of human life, his personal request to the king. However, one does not have to be aged to bear this testimony. Every Christian should bear this testimony. Don't tell me, oh, I ain't there yet. Yes, you are there. One doesn't have to be aged to bear the testimony of a believer. That's what he was. God does not have two expectations for those in the church. What is your testimony like before the church? What is it like at the workplace? What is it like in the world? What was your testimony like? The Christian life is a testimony that will be revealed by their walk. Barzillai or Barzillai walk with the king across the Jordan. Everybody see? It's a great picture. He identified with his affliction. Now he identifies with his triumph. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. And we read of many who walk with God, we can think of this man. Enoch walked with God. God took him. He was not. for before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. The Bible tells us, for without faith, and you can substitute that word, pistos, for Christ. For without Christ, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder. Barzillai, diligently seeking. Barzillai sought him out, brought sustenance. Sought him out when he was coming back, went with him. You tell me that there ain't gospel in here. You must find it. A believer's life is a living testimony that will be revealed in their good works. We are his workmanship, created in Christ unto good works which God have before ordained. No one is saved by good works, but the saved ones will do good works. Matthew 7, 18 through 20 tells us this. Thirdly, our lives are a living testimony that will be revealed by the perspective we have of life on this earth. I explain that. Some people talk, they get their words smack out of the world or CNN. Barzillai was realistic. He knew his days were few on earth and sought to redeem the time. This is wisdom from above. He knew his expected lot, made ready to meet the king. And many today think they own time. And they have all the time to plan and to pursue the next holiday. This aged saint was realistic. Senses were waning. Ears were dull. Taste buds were dissipating. He knew those signals. Regular visits to the clinic, to the hospital. Regular appointments. He knew what that meant. Some of you don't know what it means. For all the modern medical advancements that man has today, he cannot add one cubit to his stature. Job 14:5 declared emphatically, man days are determined, the number of his months are with thee. Thou have appointed his boundaries that he cannot pass. The Bible. We serve a great God, brethren, that tell us these things, that didn't withhold them from us. Therefore, chapter 19. 2 Samuel. It is a comprehensive sweep of the kingdom of David. His kingdom shadows the church, the kingdom of Christ that we read about in Matthew 25. The visible church. In David's kingdom, we saw all kinds of people. We saw Shimei, who received pardon for sin. We saw Ziba, a wolf in sheep's clothing, who was exposed for whom he was when David came back. We saw Mephibosheth, who was awaiting in his rags the king's return. Just saw Barzillai came down, humble himself to escort the king. Wanted to be identified with him.
Today the church is made up of all kinds of people. Just because a person attends church does not mean that they will display the characteristics of a saint. One day, the kingdom will be revealed. Matthew 25 tells us that. Jesus said, the Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing, gnashing of teeth. You think that's a joke? Well, I never see Jesus give a joke yet. And I've read him. Some things may sound funny. I would not wish this for anyone under my ministry. But I realize that man have no control over those who remain in unbelief. God has permitted his church to continue over the years. And I often wonder why a worm like me doing on a pulpit. But one day, Christ the King will appear and make a separation. Then shall the King say unto them on his right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. You see, the kingdom was prepared from the foundation. David and Priscilla is just expressing it for you to see. If it was from the foundation, it means that that's what a foundation means. Before David was born, he's expressing it to us. I'm repeating it to you. I was hungry and you gave me meat. Priscilla came and gave David meat. I was thirsty in the wilderness. You gave me drink. I was a stranger kicked out of my palace. Took me in naked and you clothed me. Sick. You visited me. He's talking about evangelism. The church. There, you know that only six people would come and pass out a few tracts. You know that. You know the six of them already. What would the other 60? Is it too hard to be reproached for Christ? Don't come though, by the way. Because you be coming because I say, no, don't come. You can do it over by you. King's Plaza. Downtown Brooklyn. That mall, where that mall in Long Island name, don't remember. I went there already. Whatever. Listen to these things. When David and his followers were in distress and hungry and thirsty, Priscilla visited, sustained. And David returned to Jerusalem in triumph. David rewarded him. You want him to be more simple than that? Our Lord would wonderfully reward his people, his saints. He will complete his work of salvation. He who began a good work will perform it. So, brethren, today mark this fifth one. The narrative leaves the best for the last, right? Mark this aged saint well. Our lives, your life, ought to bear testimony before God, before this church, before the world, who you are. And it does bear testimony. And that's why preachers have so much fuel to preach from. Because they see. when they're not fearful. Otherwise, they're not called to preach. The lesson is not for aged people, but for all people. But the aged in our church particularly should look to see if you have the marks of a believer. Don't trust your church attendance. Let me close with a few footnotes quickly that I can't get to, but I would highlight a few footnotes about this aged saint that should serve up a few applications to us. One is that this aged saint was prepared to meet the king. How do I know this? Well, he came down from where he was. He heard through the grapevine. Absalom was dead. He heard it. And he knew what that meant, Colin. We have heard through the grapevine that Christ was crucified. We know what that means. He came down. Priscilla knew that though David was driven out of his kingdom by wicked men, that God promises was sure that one day he would return, and thus he was prepared. Some of you are not prepared. Some of you are not even preparing. Jesus said that many in the days of Noah were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the flood came and took them all away. And then he said, so it shall be in the day when the Son of Man comes. Unprepared. I'm in church every week. Unprepared spiritually. Not this one. He was up there on the mount. He heard Absalom died in battle. He made ready. Came down. Many today, just like in those days, who were poking fun at Noah, are poking fun at preachers when they get home. Poking fun at the gospel. The other thing about this aged saint is that he was practical. He knew his limitations. And he served the Lord where he was. He was contented to die at home and not ponging the pavement. Many of us think that we are so spiritual that we can't be practical. Some of you need to be practical and listen to the practical advice you get. You're so spiritual that you ain't practical. There ain't nothing spiritual when you can't be practical. You should listen to the Word of God. The problem with some of us is that we know a little too much. We can't be practical. Spirituality saves no one, helps no one. But when you're practical, you would help a lot of people. Stop living in denial. Third footnote to take. This aged saint was prayerfully obligated and asked petition for his son. He was prayerful. Where he asked David to be merciful to his grandson that he can take the mantle, that he can do as he did to carry on the kingdom. He was concerned about the next generation that some of you are not concerned about. And he was prayerful. David the king honored his wish. On his dying bed, God not only hears the prayers of his saints, he honors them in due time. This is the word of God for today. May God have his way and open our hearts to his gospel. Shall we pray? Lord of the worlds above, grant grace to us. We honor you and your Son for enabling us this day to minister your word. Dismiss anything that was said amiss, but bless everything that was according to your word. In Jesus' name, amen.